Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we think you win every time you hear from Charles Rotblat, and you hear from him on this show twice a week. He joins us every Tuesday for the buy of the week. He comes back every Wednesday, not to change his mind, just to look at the other side and give us the sell of the week. That makes him, of course, our guest of the week, the only one who's here for more than one show, besides, of course, me. And if you want to know what he's doing the rest of the time, because you have so much fun when he's on the show, well, go to AAII.com to get information about AAII Journal, about his book, Better Good Than Lucky. And, of course, you can also follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Rotblat. But right now, Charles Rotblat is here. Charles, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
Our buy of the week is
Vox International.
Vox International. Vox, V-O-X-X. Now, this is a company I'm familiar with because my dad was in the sound business. This was what was AudioVox. When I was a kid, I knew all about AudioVox because my dad competed with them. That, of course, meant that back in the day, he wanted them to be terrible. But you're saying they're not terrible. As Vox International, they're a buy. What's going on?
Yeah, and just give people some background. As you said, it used to be called AudioVox. They changed their name. The company is involved in electronic parts and accessories. About half of its business comes from supplying automobile audio, security systems, rear observation, collision avoidance systems. It does a lot of work. You can buy a lot of its stuff aftermarket. It also does a lot of work with car manufacturers. Most, but not all of the big ones. We're talking GM, Toyota, Hyundai, Ford, Volkswagen, even Porsche. So a big range of automotive manufacturers and a large number of them. It also produces premium audio products, including home theater systems, speakers, soundbars, headphones. It does consumer accessories, remote controls, iPod docks, power systems. People will probably know this company more by its brands, AudioVox, Klipsch.
Klipsch, my absolute favorite. That is what my audio speakers are at home. I inherited them from my dad. That's what my iPod, when I go out, I'm wearing Klipsch. There is no substitute. I'll tell you how much I like that brand.
I'm glad you're able to pronounce it because I never could.
I met Paul Klipsch, who ran the company. He was a very close friend of my dad.
Ah, nice. So they have that. They also have Codalarm, the security system. And this specific stock, we actually found this through a brand new O'Shaughnessy screen. Last year, Jim O'Shaughnessy wrote an article from his book, What Works on Wall Street, with his new findings. And he said basically to not focus on any one indicator, but look at a combination of indicators. And he came out with three composite scores. They look at valuation, it looks at financial strength, and it looks at earnings quality. And within each of those composites, there are various indicators. We actually worked with Jim's son, Patrick, to create a screen on his book. We have it in this month's AAII Journal. And one of the stocks that appeared on it is Vox International. Keep in mind, lower scores are better than higher. So one's the best, 100's the worst. On valuation, Vox ranks in the 9th percentile. Financial strength, Vox ranks in the 17th percentile. On earnings quality, Vox ranks in the 14th percentile. So you have this very cheap stock with financial strength and also quality earnings. And for those reasons is why I'm suggesting the stock is the buy of the week.
Now, Jim O'Shaughnessy has been a guest on this show. He actually was one of the keynote speakers at the AAII annual convention last fall. What we don't know and what you haven't told us yet is with this kind of screen and what you're seeing here, what's the potential upside and why? What's the catalyst?
Well, it's interesting. When you look at this company, the stock got beaten up because it did say its earnings for fiscal 14 are going to be a bit weak because of the economy. They particularly pointed to Europe. They talked about Venezuela. And they even sent a conference call. What's affecting our business is beyond our control. But when you look at the numbers, you have to take a step back and ask yourself, well, isn't that priced into the stock price? I'll run by some valuation numbers by you. The PE is 10. The price to book is 0.7. The price to sales is 0.4. over the last 7 years, this company has only lost money once. Over the last 7 years, this company has only had negative free cash flow once. So this is a very sound company. Analysts do expect earnings to grow over the long term. And when you look at these numbers, you have to take a step back and ask yourself, well, maybe the stock is a little too cheap. And I think in this case, the stock is way too cheap. I think people are assuming the worst. And when you compare the stock to, say, what the multiples Sony is trading at, the multiples Gentex, which makes electronics for cars, is trading at, and their industry multiples, Vox looks to be very undervalued, so much so that I think you could actually go out and say, I think the stock is worth double its current valuation. I hate to go out that far and be that aggressive, but I don't think 40 to 50% upside is unreasonable.
Over what kind of time frame? I mean, 40 to 50%, that's awesome. But are we talking short order, long order?
Yeah, I think you're probably looking longer order. I think you have to look out 12 months because there is some economic uncertainty affecting the stock. I also think you have a situation because this is a smaller company, you're not going to get as many eyeballs on it. So it's a stock that I think you do need to go on with some patience. But I think when you look at these stocks trying to decide what's a value trap and what's a potential bargain, I think you do need to look at some of the traits that O'Shaughnessy suggests, such as financial strength and earning strength, and realize that this is a sound company, and you might be rewarded for taking that patient approach to the stock.
And if you get that 40, 50%, are you selling, or is this the kind of thing you could hold long-term?
I think this type of thing, when you get to that level, I think you reevaluate it, see how earnings look, see what the direction of business is, and if it's still positive and the stock still looks undervalued relative to its peers, then I suggest perhaps you consider holding on to the stock.
It is Vox International, the former Audio Vox. Its ticker symbol, V-O-X-X, and it is the buy of the week. And like I said, they make great audio components. The guest of the week, well, he's Charles Roteblatt, and he's going to be back tomorrow to give us the shell of the week. Charles, we look forward to doing that with you then.
I do as well.
Remember, if you want more information, well, you can follow Charles on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt. You can go to AAII.com for information on the journal or on his book or anything else. And of course, we'll get to listen to him tomorrow as well. Okay, we've just gotten started on the March the 11th edition of Money Life. Up next, I'm going to be talking about some of your questions. You've got questions, I've got answers when Money Life continues.